We need to preserve some of these.
I know. I think we like just have to stop eating them.
What? Oh.
But we need like the OGs.
Yeah. Wait, what's that stuff called that's like clear? Do you know exactly styrofoam. What I'm talking about?
No. God, silicone.
No.
Nylon.
Is it resin?
Yeah, it's resin.
We should do that and like make a block.
We should resin
of M&Ms.
You know how they do that now with matches? They like if you collect matches, matchbooks, you put them in like a tray and then you resin.
Yeah,
and then
let's resin our M&Ms.
Let's resin our arses to our Kelly Clarkson collection Wayfarers.
That would be cool. That would be more like glue though.
No, let's resin our butt cheek imprints in these chairs. So if one of us dies or both of us die together, fingers crossed, we will like. Whoever replaces us on this show.
Do you ever think about like what would happen to the pod if one of us passed?
What would you do?
I don't know. I think about that all the time.
What would I do?
I don't know. What would you do? That's a good question.
Stuff you and put you in that chair and talk as much as I normally do.
I wouldn't want that though. I would want you to move on with another co-host.
I wouldn't want you to move on with another co-host.
What?
That brings me to an interesting question for you.
What?
Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Connor.
Are you ready to MAP?
I'm ready to pee.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm living in a world of my own, and it's awesome.
Oh, I thought I was responsible for 9/11 when I was 5.
Where were you?
In Pennsylvania. Touch grass, might I suggest.
We're just going to dive right in today. There's a woman that was just given 9 months to live, and she asked her husband for permission to sleep with her ex one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Divorce,
yeah. Huh? I'm saying, sweetie, let's just have the craziest blowout party for the next 9 months you've ever experienced.
Oh, I'm feeling the complete opposite.
I guess it's different if you're in those shoes and you're like, oh, this person is dying.
Yeah. If that's my dying husband's last wish, I've done something wrong. If the last thing my dying husband wants is to sleep with someone else.
Brooke, it might be purely physical.
I don't care.
You couldn't allow a purely physical interaction one more time as their dying wish, like a make-a-wish adult wants to sleep with their ex. I'm saying.
And I could get behind a celebrity, but not an ex.
Hmm.
Or just like someone random.
I'm thinking this is about you. So you do whatever makes you happy before you perish forever.
Not feeling that way. You can do tons of other things that make you happy. Happy to do them with you and support you. Not that one.
Do you want to sleep with his ex with him?
Oh, no, not really.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm saying yes, Brooke's saying no, and that's what makes the BNC podcast, the perfect non-biased podcast for all important topics like today. Hey guys, welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. I'm Brooke, this is Connor, and we've got like such an interesting episode today. I was coming here in the car and I was like, I've got so many personal nuances. Pop culture can wait. It's always going to be there.
That's awesome.
Celebrities are going to continue to hook up and break up and get canceled and go to jail and do drugs and cancel concerts. But you know what? My personal nuances are gone in 24 hours. So,
Connor, that's awesome. I can't wait to listen to them because guess how many things I have to say? One. And it's here's my chicken that I knit.
No, I know you have at least two. And I know the other one that you're going to talk about.
The other
today.
One.
What you, stayed
the other
up,
one?
What you stayed up until 5 a.m. doing last night. Like, I know that you're. I knew.
Oh, have you girded your loins for that?
My loins are in a chastity
girded.
Belt for
okay.
you to talk about.
Yeah. Harry Potter fan fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I can get to that later, though. I'm happy to hear about. This is Frank.
Oh, Frank's
my
here.
Chicken.
Oh,
yeah.
Go ahead and hand me.
Here you go.
And you can hold what I'll just lead us into our next thing. You can hold the Ethical Clout Chaser hoodie.
Love it. I'm needing like two stuffed animals on me at all times. Like even if I'm just like going on an errand. They're coming with me.
Oh, it's, yeah, like...
Like security blanket. Yeah, that is technically called an emotional support chicken.
It's very comfortable.
Yeah, do you like it?
Yeah, I do.
What's your favorite part about it?
It's plush. It's thick.
Mm-hmm. Very
it's
good.
It's kind of perfect in my arms.
Yeah, but I need it back.
Go ahead and hold that for 1 second while I tell everybody, thank you so much for buying merch.
Yes, thank you so much.
It sold like hotcakes. And I don't know why they say that hotcakes sell so fast, but allegedly they do, and
they're
so does our
delicious.
Merch. They are delicious.
Yeah.
And so is the merch. Brooke's holding up the Ethical Clout Chaser hoodie, which has not left my side.
No, and I have an oversized one that is just divine to kind of lounge in.
Wait, what size was that? Like, was that the...
That was a large.
Okay.
And I put it on after the shower, so it's just like I'm lounging in my oversized sweatshirt.
Yeah, and mine's a large too, so we are like... I'm loving mine for out and about.
Oh, that's good. If you want to like pretend you're wearing like Connor's sweatshirt, like boyfriend vibes, get a large and then just put it on. I would love to know what sizes some of my crushes wear. And I'd love to have a link to their clothing.
That's like...
That's a cool idea.
In Brooke's mind.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah. I mean...
Someone sent me a TikTok telling me I have like a disease, like a full, like in the DSM. Which is like, I don't know what it stands for, but it's like the book of mental illnesses.
Acronyms are just like all over the place these days.
But no one ever said there's anything wrong with that.
I mean, there's, I don't know. I think it's a database for celebrity sizes if you are in the obsessive realm. There's nothing, that'd be a great yeah. resource for a lot of people.
Oh, and I'd love to kind of kickstart it. Maybe I'll start a website with Squarespace.
Well... Thank you, Squarespace.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for buying. If you haven't bought the merch yet, you can still go and buy a lot of the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
All the pieces, right? Everything.
Are we doing a restock?
Pinky Babe tanks are out.
Are they coming back or not right now?
TBD. Do people want them? Comment below.
I think I got some messages.
Sound off in the comments.
Sound off.
And we'll keep an eye on
I've
those.
Been getting so many compliments on my Pinky Babe piece.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love them.
You can still shop.
And send pictures of you wearing the merch when you get them, because, you know, we'd love to see that. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, repost some and
Wait,
whatnot.
We need to see pictures of where, if anyone's traveling.
In the wild.
Like Flat Stanley vibes.
Yeah.
You
like
still
like Waldo.
No, he was missing. Flat Stanley was traveling the world.
Okay, but we need to find Waldo.
But we just need photos from Flat Stanley's trips from abroad.
But first you need to find him.
No, he's not missing. He's sharing his live location with us. Flat Stanley is... Flat Stanley so is
it,
not...
It can be a combo.
To me, Waldo was hiding. Was Waldo not hiding? Waldo.
I don't think he was so much hiding as you couldn't see him right away until you started looking. So what I'm asking is for people to start looking.
But also, just send us the photos. And like, if you're at the Grand Canyon, just send us the photos.
No, I'm saying to look for other people that might be wearing it.
Oh!
Sorry.
As always.
Miscommunication.
As always, we're on the same page.
But always.
But just running parallel in different directions.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, the merch is still available at shoptmgstudios.com. If you haven't had a chance to check it out yet, it's still there. Also, please, I'm reminding you right now, please, this is to you directly. If you're watching on YouTube, just please hit that subscribe button.
Yeah.
Because you're clearly here.
Mm-hmm.
We can see you. You're not Waldo. You might be
you're
more of a
hiding.
Flat Stanley type, because I know where you are. You're here watching this. But just hit the subscribe. It's a one-click thing.
One-click wonder.
It's kind of like a census. We just want to know you're... We just need a two-part.
Right.
We know you're watching.
Right.
But just hit subscribe. And that link, if you're listening on audio, is youtube.com/@BNCMAP.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do a really cool giveaway, too, for new subscribers with unreleased merch soon, but only to subscribers. So make sure you're subscribed and then just keep an eye out. I can't stop
That
kind
was
of,
awesome. I'm worried about what you're doing to
Well,
Frank.
He seems like pretty...
Not that he's fragile, but like... He's not, he doesn't like to be beat like that.
Okay, well then.
Do you want Marcel?
No. Marcel is kind of underwhelming.
Wait, watch what you say about Marcel.
Marcel's underwhelming compared to Frank.
Yeah. Well, Frank is very, voluptuous.
Well, Marcel was, clearly made in China vibes. It's like one that you get at the fair, you know?
Yeah, I mean, different. strokes for different folks. Yeah. You know what my friends say? DSDF.
Facts.
On God mode.
On God mode. I was going to tell you, so...
Yeah. Here, do you want this?
One of my... Yeah, chili? I'll take it back. My legs... I'm nervous about wearing shorts.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm, you know... So I was coming here today, speaking of personal nuances.
Yeah.
And I parked so illegally last night because I meant for it to be a quick in and out. I was just going to unload my groceries and then run back out.
Yeah.
Didn't make it back out of my house. And I came out this morning, like, either my car's just not going to be there and I'll just Uber to the studio, or I'll have a ticket.
Right.
Which is nothing new to me. I always talk about my parking tickets. And then I started thinking, I was like, I haven't gotten a parking ticket in months, ever since I took the last parking ticket I got and folded it into a paper origami swan. And I put it where they usually put my tickets, but like in my windshield. And I have this feeling that maybe
the warding off evil.
Maybe the person who always gives me parking tickets, like, sees that and is like, this one's special.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe like I'm giving him or her like a little bit of fun in their day. They're like, oh, that's cute. And really and precious. They're like passing on my car because they're like, you know what, this is a good one.
Yeah.
This is a good seat.
Yeah. Is it very clearly a parking ticket? Like, is the blue violation side facing outward?
We get red ones.
Oh.
Where I'm from.
Oh,
but yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. And it sits there and it doesn't move. I need to pay it.
Are yours also $68 in your neighborhood? Yeah.
Yeah.
How much were they when you lived not in LA?
$20.
Same. Nutty.
$68 is such a... like slap in the face.
Such a slap in the face.
That's like a really nice dinner.
That is like a huge chunk of money.
Yeah.
Like if I had gotten $68 like for babysitting in high school, I would have like money bags, you know?
No, and it's sick.
Like I would have gone on a shopping spree.
I have two groups of friends. One is like, I never pay my parking tickets. The other is like, I didn't pay them and they went to collections and quadrupled.
Yeah. I have one that's quadrupling as we speak.
Same.
Which I'm scared to look at. How much does it quadruple? It goes from 68 to what?
4 times 68.
Okay, but like, what's the next step before quadruple? I know it's double.
Triple.
Is it? No. It's not what I'm asking. Does it double? Like, is that the next step?
It doubles, yeah. But then it goes to collection and then you go to jail. I don't know. I made that
up. I think you just get a boot on your car.
What if you like got a pair of boots and the punishment was that you had to wear the boots everywhere?
Like SpongeBob Squeaky.
You have to wear these boots for 1 week as punishment.
I would rather that. I would do that. Although what if they're like, like middle school, like combat boots?
I couldn't do it.
You think
I'd be like, I'm sorry, please don't make me.
Would you pay $500 to collections or wear the combat boots?
The combat boots, damn. Yeah, obviously the combat boots.
Oh, sorry, my glasses are still on.
That's okay.
Close one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also my brake light is out. So I'm just like, it's a ticket. I'm just going to sell my car.
That's what I did.
License plate and parking tickets attached.
That's what I did. And I have one. I have one on my current car and one on the old car. So I wonder what's going to happen to the one on the old car. That's not my car. I don't know who's driving that car right now.
You know, I got a
new... We know that I've given the title to someone else.
I'm not even going to say the next thing I'm about to say. Someone like pulled me over on a motorcycle and he looked so scary. And he was going... and like pointing at me. And I was like, just don't look. Trying to tell me about my brake light.
Yeah.
Never judge a damn book by its cover.
No, I always do that when people are trying to be helpful because, like, I always drive with my lights off at night and then I think someone's trying to, like, rob me.
Never judge a book by its cover unless it's, like, a really cool cover.
Unless you're judging it positively.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna read this book because of its cover.
Yeah, but then you might even be disappointed.
And you don't want that.
Mm-mm.
Okay, how was your weekend?
Connor,
a little weekend recap.
I really didn't do anything over the weekend, but I did do stuff like with you last week.
That's on God.
Yeah, that's on God. Bryce.
Why can we do that?
Isn't that what on God comes from? Team Bryce on God.
I think it was like people were already saying it, but then Tana took it and like reframed it as Team Bryce on God.
Okay. Team Bryce on God. Let's go. Okay. So, yeah, I went to your show.
My big show. Brooke came.
I'm so glad I came. It was 2 hours away. And I'm so glad I made the trek.
Thank you for making that trek.
Oh my God. Connor, I would do it again. You are so good.
It was so much fun. I can't believe it worked out so well. It was just like, full room.
I think 300 people,
right? I think it was 370 something. It's 370 and change. And everybody was having a grat tim.
They really were.
We had some people even come down from San Francisco, which like we were 2 hours. They were probably 8 hours.
Oh, heaven.
On a Wednesday.
Yeah. How does that make you feel?
Pretty crazy. That's a lot of pressure. Uh-huh. I was like, I will do a show in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And then that'll make it easier.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. Worked out really well. I met, I think, 175 people after the show. You saw.
I was seeing your meet and greet.
Which I didn't know that I was doing.
You didn't know you were part of the meet and greet?
I didn't know that was something in my wheelhouse.
I was like trying to wave goodbye to you when you were in the meet and greet and the like security guard was like, you can get in line. And I was like, actually, I'm not going to do that right now. However, yes.
It was really good. Everyone was really cool that came.
It was so cool.
It's like a very curated group of very cool people that showed up and showed out. My family was there, which is crazy.
Yeah. It's cool when like the people that like you are cool.
Yeah.
You know, because then it's like you can trust that you produce valuable stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. And everybody else that was on the show was really good.
They were really good.
Yeah.
It was just like a good quality show and it flew by because I really don't have the attention span these days. I was shocked when it ended.
It was really, really cool. And I think so too. I think everybody kind of had like a similar sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, no one was being just like loud and obnoxious comedy.
Right.
It was kind of like fun. I guess you had one situation during the thing that I was so wrong about.
Oh, that was my favorite part of the show. You were doing a bit about Amelia Earhart, but you kept saying Amelia Earnhardt.
I cannot remember that damn girl's
And then
name.
Everyone started cracking up in the audience and you just thought they were like thinking the bit was funny. You didn't know you were mispronouncing her name. So you kept going and you kept saying Amelia Earnhardt because you were feeding off of our laughter.
I was like,
and
oh
then
my God.
It just was like a vicious cycle of like, the more we laughed, the more you said Amelia Earnhardt.
I couldn't remember how to say it. So I think it said it four different times.
Oh,
or four
Connor,
different ways.
Ten different times.
And I was like, oh,
I had tears streaming down my face.
The people are loving this.
The people are loving the bit.
Brooke had her head on the table, like, like laughing so hard. And I was like, oh, they're eating this one up.
Uh-huh.
I said Earnhardt. I said it for like at least four different ways. And I never said it right.
It's interesting because we can both get pretty tripped up on the pronunciation of words. But last names, particularly for you, are so difficult. I've noticed.
Yeah, I think I could have just stuck with Amelia and everyone would have
Amelia
understood.
Amelia E.
Amelia E.
Yeah, that's why I do.
A.
Oh, sorry.
Earhardt.
It's E. It's, yeah.
Mm.
We can listen to the pronunciation.
Amelia Earhart.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's
good
no
to know.
N.
Good to know. So now if anyone else wants to come to a show and I definitely mess it up again, you'll know that that is not part of the joke.
Yeah.
And that's not the punchline at all.
No, it was really funny. The best kind of comedy is accidental.
Yeah, and speaking of accidental comedy, my final joke that I made was accidental and no one laughed.
Oh, what was it?
About Chris D'Elia.
Oh, no, everyone laughed.
Oh, that was good? Okay, cool.
But it was more so just like, like, not like an LOL, just like, oh, that's okay.
All I heard was this, ooh.
That's a laugh. In a different font.
Yeah. Basically, I was like, I've gotten fired from every job so far except this stand-up. But I think I'm going to do this for a while unless they hire HR. Actually, Chris D'Elia sold out his show last night, so maybe I'm fine.
Yeah, that's fine. And
he did. He was on that stage the night before with a sold-out room.
You didn't lie.
No, I was on God mode.
You were on God mode. And Team Bryce as well, in addition.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, and super proud of you.
Thank you.
I can't wait to go to the next one.
Thank you. Speaking of the next one, I booked New York Comedy Festival in November. So I think that'll be my next big Fibs and Friends show, which is what we landed on.
That's going to be Fibs and Friends?
Yep. It'll be the exact same thing, but just in New York.
Okay.
It's going to be at the Chelsea Theater.
Wow, that sounds big.
It's actually smaller than that, the room that we were in.
But it sounds like a big deal.
Yeah. I've been to the Chelsea Theater for something. Because I like know exactly really? Where it is. Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Pretty, pretty, pretty cool. Pretty nice.
Connor, I love it.
And then, and then after that, the next night, you and I had that, the Variety Young Hollywood event.
Yeah.
Which was a blast.
You that was a blast. But I have a problem with events. Just being so anxious. And then, you know, I don't like really drink anymore because I have my binky and there's no need to drink when I have my binky. But like, I'll be so anxious that I'm like, oh, I need one drink to take the edge off and then I'll feel good. So I'll have 15 more. And then before I know it, I have been completely overserved. And then I'm embarrassing myself in front of people that like I actually like admire because I'm like at an event and it's not good. But I had a blast, that being said. I just need to apologize to Noah Schnapp personally because I like, you know, every event I kind of like lock my eyes on one target and he happened to be my target of the night because, and I'll tell you why, my little sister used to have the biggest crush on him and I was trying to tell him that in a way that was like not creepy and it came out like could not have been worse actually when you kind of put it all together. I was telling him that, you know, my sister has a huge crush on you and or had a huge crush on you and our grandparents live in like a similar place. So like sometimes we would see you, but it came out like my sister's obsessed with you and I know where you live and I know your exact house. So just so you know, like, I'll see you next time because I know where you live.
That's where you were when you disappeared.
Yeah, okay. I was telling him I know where he lives. Exactly. So perfect. He's such a sweetheart, though. Yeah, I do hope to see him again and let him know. I do know where he lives in a chill way, you know, not in a I'm going to show
do
up way.
With it. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do anything with it at all. It's something I keep close to my heart.
Yeah.
And I always have.
Yeah.
And I treasure my friendship with Noah. And I've always said that. I've always defended him.
I didn't
him.
Get to talk to him.
Oh, sweetheart.
He was the busiest
Unfortunately,
fan.
I fear he might not be talking to us again. But we don't know until we die.
Well, you said it out loud in this space. So
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I talked with a couple people. I met Bobby. Podcast Bobby.
I'm so curious.
So basically.
About Podcast Bobby.
Basically, we walked in with Cody and Kelsey, who mom and dad popped out for a night on the town, and it was really fun, and so we kind of, like, had a little squad. Here's Bobby right here, and, I've recently become pretty good friends with Renee Rapp, and Kelsey's like, I want to meet Renee, and I was like, oh, here's, like, this is Kelsey, this is Renee.
To die for, Renee.
Renee is the best.
Yeah. I think I spoke to her for a bit.
Yeah. She is the best. And we just came really fast friends. And so they start talking, one and the same. I literally walked away, went pee, came back. Yeah. They're still spilling beans. I don't even know what they were talking about, but it was just like really exciting conversation. And then in exchange, Kelsey said, because you introduced me and Renee, I'll introduce you and Bobby.
Oh.
And she did. And I talked to Bobby. And then it was and Bobby's really sweet. And then I invited her on the podcast and I think she said no.
We can't win them all. That's the thing.
Really.
Yeah.
In person.
That's fine though. Noah Schnapp will probably come on.
So Bobby, I'm sure. Yeah. And between Drake and Tyga.
Well, I'm really curious about what's going on with her and Drake. Cause
I am too.
That interview was removed and they unfollowed each other and I'm so nosy.
It was removed. Something tells me Drake is really like what's his flavor of the week. He's like, okay, it's like college football playoffs, like I'm in the locker room with whoever's playing and I have their jersey on and I'm going on the field with them, and then that event is over and then Adele is playing in Vegas and he's front row at Adele, right. And then he comes out and hugs her on stage and he's like, Adele's
sure.
So it's just like that, and then he just simply moves on.
But why would that warrant unfollowing as well as completely removing the interview from the internet?
Who knows? And we are also cogs in whatever big plan, so and we're talking about it on this podcast now.
Yeah, that's true. So, that could be PR.
Whatever.
We have to do something like that.
I know, Brooke. If you guys
have any ideas for something we could do.
We either need to do something really bad.
Or really good.
Or really good.
Not somewhere in between.
No.
Because that's not what gets you.
I know. Let's plan.
But what's our end goal?
Just all press is good press.
Okay.
Let's do something horrible then.
Okay, that's fine. Well, we can offline.
Let's offline. Or if you guys have, sound up in the comments about something horrible and tragic me and Brooke can do.
Yeah.
To make the news.
I'm obsessed.
Obsessed with that. So I'm talking to Bobby.
Yeah.
And then I thought Kelsey was just being brave and was like, I'm going to introduce you to Bobby.
Yeah.
Because I don't need to meet Bobby. But so she did. And then me and Bobby were talking for about, like, it must have been 10 seconds uh-huh. max. And then Kelsey and Bobby started talking and I'm still kind of standing there. Uh-huh. And then I was like, oh, I'm like not even in this conversation. Like I was there standing. Bobby must think I'm a freak because I was standing third person in their conversation for, kid you not, must have been 5 minutes. They had three subjects they covered and I was still right there. And then I finally was like, oh, I'm gonna take one step back and see if they look my way to like check in. They didn't notice I left.
Oh, well, you should have come over to me and Noah then.
I couldn't find anybody. I would constantly like walk away from one conversation and then do a loop and then walk into another conversation, right. Realize I wasn't a part of that one, walk to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
I met and hit it off with Steve Lacy, which was cool.
That's really cool.
He's lovely.
Did not see anyone because I was so locked and loaded on Noah's show.
Right, right.
For whatever reason. Yeah.
Yeah. Steve is very cool. We got a photo and I obviously wanted to post that to Ethically Cloud Chase.
Right.
But unfortunately, the photographer left me on red.
You had a good, your outside lands post was a good ethical cloud chasing.
That's not even ethical cloud chasing. It was all people, my friends.
Can you not ethically cloud chase your friends?
I guess you could.
Yeah. I didn't know that was
it's just like
the rule book.
Ethically cloud chasing to me is like, I'm going to pretend like I'm friends with someone and make it look like it, but we're not actually friends.
Oh.
I guess if like...
Then what is just like posting? I don't know.
It's kind of more performative.
Okay, yeah. I don't want to insult your dump because I love your dumps. But you do dump with a lot of people that have a lot of followers.
No, Brooke. Baby, you have the best dumps.
Yeah. Aw, sweetheart.
No, you.
So walk us through that part of clout chasing. Is it clout chasing?
Well, I guess it's kind of an art. It's like fly fishing.
Yeah.
There's no way to do it. It's just people, different strokes, different folks, uh-huh. DSDF. But it's like the ones that I posted were like, oh, I got to run into, because it's a festival.
Reuniting with old friends.
Yes. And it was awesome. Outside Lands was like quickly became my new favorite festival. It was so fun. It's cold up there right now, and
that sounds amazing.
It was gorgeous in the city. All my friends live in like the marina area, so we'd go out in the morning for like breakfast and stuff, and then just head into, which was really close, Golden Gate Park. But once you get to Golden Gate Park, it's like you go in through Narnia.
Is that where the festival is?
Because
I've never been to San Francisco.
You'd go into. It would be sunny and gorgeous in the city, and then as you step foot into Golden Gate Park, you're in a dense twilight-esque fog.
I would love to be in a dense twilight-esque fog right now.
I know.
I feel like I'm always kind of there, like in my head, but it would be nice to be there physically.
It was awesome, and like met a ton of friends of the podcast. I actually saw two of my original merch hats at the festival, and I saw a TMG hat.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really cool. It was just such a perfectly fun time. There I am having a blast.
Oh my God, you look like you're having a blast.
We saw Fisher.
You saw Fisher?
Yeah. We saw Noah Kahan. We saw Maggie Rogers.
Wow.
Zed is, if anyone ever gets a chance to see Zed, like as stupid as it sounds, like, and I'm not hating on Zed because I'm about to say the best thing ever. I've seen Zed 100 times. You don't know a song by Zed, do you?
Yeah, I do.
I know
tons of them.
You know
probably
every single one he plays. Like it's you don't think you do, but then it's like baby.
That's how I felt about Calvin Harris at Coachella.
Exact same thing.
And I was like, I don't know who Calvin really is. And then all of a sudden, it's like, and all at once, I know exactly who he is.
It's like, oh, guess what? If you've been alive before, you know yeah. every one of his songs, and you know every word, and you know where every drop
yeah.
is.
Yeah,
which makes
agree.
Which makes it so fun.
Yeah,
too,
I agree.
It's like those songs where you're like looking around and you know all everyone like in your vicinity, mm-hmm. and you're jumping around, you're looking at this person, you're singing, and then you turn around and you look this way and you're singing. It's just such a blast. So it was an amazing time. No casualties. Someone did pass out and have a seizure next to me.
That's so
and
scary.
I realized that the only thing I know about seizures is that I need to put my wallet in their mouth so they don't swallow their tongue.
I thought you just had to hold their tongue.
Well, I turned the person on their side and then their friends were like, stop touching him. And I was like, where have you been? Are you right. his friends? So I got the medic, but, and he was fine.
Good
he
for
literally
you.
Sat up and was like, oh no, I just have seizures. Like, I'm just like prone to seizures.
Wow.
But I'm getting my wallet out. His friends are probably like, why is this stranger putting a wallet in our friend's mouth? You guys were MIA.
That's scary. I would yeah. have no idea what to do in a situation like
well,
that.
Well, I encourage everyone, including myself, now that I said it out loud, to look up what to do when someone has a seizure at a mm-hmm. festival.
Okay.
But yeah, someone took
What's
a video
this?
Of me and said the King of Venice Beach spotted at Outside Lands. I want to just make it known
oh my God,
that I
have no idea you were the K of VB.
Yeah, I want everyone to know I've never claimed to be the K
right.
of VB. I don't have a crown.
Right. Maybe we should get you one.
And anyone from Venice Beach can attest that I am not KOVB. I would say that person is.
That's so interesting because like I could think of so many titles for you. That's not one that would come to mind immediately. But that's cool that it
no,
came to this
I'm,
person's
I'm,
mind.
I'm flattered. And yeah. I'm flattered that everyone thinks that I would be holding a baguette at a festival.
What is it?
That is a stick that I found. I thought it was a baguette. Golden Retriever. He even has to have a comfort stick. I was leading
was
the
that
way,
your
so I
emotional
had
support stick.
Yeah, I well, it was nice to just have something so I could hold it up, and because they were taking people's flags,
right.
So everyone knew to look for my stick. So I had the stick the whole time, but actually, a baguette seems like a great idea
it
because
does.
I don't want to wait in line for food, and bread is a great thing to have, especially when you're out and like need carbs the whole day.
Right.
If you're like drinking and whatever. But it was a great time.
It's misty at the festival.
Brooke, what did you think I meant by twilight as fog?
I don't know. I thought for some reason you walked through the twilight as fog and then came out into the sunny meadow.
No, look, like there was never, and look at night yeah. even, it's still foggy, so the lights all kind of
See, I didn't
glow.
Know you were friends with that guy.
Yes.
I thought you were.
No.
Without chasing him.
No, Nico.
Wow.
And that.
And Dixie D as
feelings.
Well.
Yeah. That was like. A tough pill to swallow. Every time someone tells me I look like somebody, I'm like, I don't know what I look like, I guess. Do you think I look like Dr. Amy Novak?
It's interesting because you know how people say like you should just never comment on someone's body?
Yeah.
I would say that falls into it sometimes because there are sometimes people will tag me in a TikTok that's like, you look like this person. And it's just like, for me personally, I didn't want to hear that right now.
Brooke, how am I supposed to recover from this?
Yeah, I do. I think that
she's a gorgeous woman.
Of course. That goes without saying. But sometimes, like, you just don't want to be thinking about the way you look, you know?
Yeah.
And that brings things up, regardless of what the person looks like or not, you know?
On God.
Truly on God.
But the funniest thing that happened on the weekend was the reason I originally decided to go is because Hank was cooking at this festival.
Mm-hmm.
And I was interested to see how a live cooking show would go, probably like any other cooking show.
Yeah.
But it was cool to like at a festival. So he was like, potentially like I might need you to come.
What is that? Like he was on stage as a musician would be just cooking?
It's not like the stage that was behind any of us. It's
uh-huh.
like a smaller side stage in the village where they serve food and stuff.
Okay.
And so day of, I'm flying, I leave Variety, I get home at 1 a.m., from the Variety party.
Mm-hmm.
I go home for 3 hours, I take a nap, and then I get up and I Uber to Orange County to fly to Orange County because for a direct flight. I land, he texts me, guess who my surprise guest is? This is at 9 a.m. on Friday.
Mm.
I said, who? He goes, Shaq. Shaq is cooking with me on stage. It's going to be amazing. I was like, that is huge. He's like, I was like, so you don't need me? And he's like, no, Shaq's coming on. So we go.
Did he need you originally?
He goes on, he was like, maybe like if, You want to do like jokes and stuff because we did that cooking show with Ariana Maddox that
right,
one time.
Right,
so we've like kind of done it before. Anyways, Shaq bails. Because we all were at Shaq, who goes by DJ Diesel, by the way.
Is he still playing ball?
No, he's no longer playing ball.
Do you know why I said ball?
Why?
Because I don't know which ball.
Yes.
Yes, I do. It's basketball.
Yeah, basketball.
Yeah, I was 99% sure. I didn't want to take the 1% risk.
You know what's crazy is like he's doing everything in the world except playing ball.
That's so cool. He's already done that.
He does anything.
Yeah.
Like
cool.
He's so in his damn bag. So he's up there. He's playing the most hardcore guys. Dubstep. Does it like I was like, all right, this is crazy for him to be a headliner at this thing. And guess what? He came out.
What?
He didn't even, you know, how everyone's like, what do DJs even do? Do they even press buttons?
He
had someone come out and press the buttons for him. And he jumped around and he was like high energy and everything. He kept bringing random fans up on stage and it would be like people that look like Noah Schnapp, like young
Schnapp. See, it's the last name thing.
Oh, I can't do last name.
No, I know.
Anyway, he brought out like Draymond Green at one point, which was cool, but the music was bad. I'll just say it. Like, and it was crazy that all of these people were there. It was the most people I saw besides when we saw Noah Kahan. Noah Kahan had a ton of people.
It's Kahn.
Can.
It's Kahn.
Kahn.
No, besides Noah Kahan. Good, man.
And anyways, it was a lot of people. 1975 had a lot of people too, but anyways.
Oh yeah, you didn't go to them?
No. I forgot. Like I literally...
I genuinely did get you a ticket for when they come here though.
Oh cool, yeah. I'll go to that. I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, so we go over to...
And you, Izzy.
And so I'm like getting ready to leave DJ Diesel's set and Hank texts me, urgent, get here now.
Mm-hmm.
I need you here. Mind you, he's already told me I don't need you. So I've moved forward with having 4 or 5 tall boy beers
mm-hmm.
at DJ Diesel's set because I was like, this is miserable. I'm getting drunk to listen to dubstep. Mm-hmm. So then he's like, I need you here now. You need to MC this cooking thing.
Sure.
And I'm like, what are you making? I'm making Shaq burgers. I'm like, Shaq is not coming.
Right.
I didn't prepare anything else. I'm making Shaq burgers. I go, okay, we're making burgers.
What makes a Shaq burger different than just a burger?
Shaq. Who was no longer with
right,
us.
So why couldn't he just call it a Phibbs burger then?
There was just not enough time.
To call it a Phibb burger?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Or a burger? If there's not enough time to call it a Phibb burger?
Okay. So I go back. They mic me up. I go out. Owen Hahn comes, who's another Instagram chef.
Right.
Man.
It's actually Hahn.
Hahn. He comes and then... It was literally like a 25-minute thing, but everyone in the crowd was having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was like actually like 400 people, 300, 400 people like ended up like walking by to go to a different set. We're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Because at one point I was like, there's a bowl of lemons. I was like, do you need these lemons? He's like, no. I just was like, who wants a lemon? I just like started throwing lemons out into the crowd. And they're like, I want a lemon. It's crazy what people do for just like whatever
right.
when you're on an elevated surface with a mic. They're like, give me a fucking lemon.
Right. As long as you like bring the energy.
Yeah. And I was like, well, I did say this burger is going to make me nut. And everyone got quiet.
Perfect.
So like it was clear that they weren't there for that. But it turned out awesome. It was great. And after that, it was like an amazing rest of the weekend without a hitch in the world.
What was your favorite part?
Honestly, probably like an end of night jumping around
mm-hmm.
like Zed or something. But like being in San Francisco and like the Marina area is really nice too. Like everyone was having a really good time.
I love it. Maybe I will go one of these years.
You really should. You should consider it. And then ACL is coming back. But because I like didn't sleep at all this weekend
because
mm-hmm. I was like sleeping on people's couches and stuff.
Right.
Which even if you're laying there, your phone tells you. You know, you were in bed for 7 hours. You're not asleep for seven
right.
hours. You're like rolling and I was like hot and whatever. And last night I had a sleep paralysis and a night terror.
Those are the
ever.
Worst.
Yeah.
I get them all the time that I'm like, I'm not awake, but I'm in my bed and I'm trying to get out of my bed and I can't get out of my bed. And then I think I got out of my bed, but then I'm just back in my bed.
No, bro.
But I'm asleep.
That's what happened to me. And like, I was awake, but it gets worse. It gets scarier. So I'm just trigger warning if anyone has these. It's kind of funny now. But like, I was in my bed in my room. First time being alone all weekend, after 4 days too. You know, I've been like with 10 people in someone's house. I'm laying in my bed. It happens. I can't move my arms, my legs, and I can't make a noise. And I feel like a woman with dark hair, like literally demon vibes. And she's like, come here. And I was like, okay, no. And I can't move. And then I like go back to sleep. And then I wake up like 10 minutes later, it felt like. And it happens again. And I don't know if my eyes were open or what, but like I knew what room I was in. Like I was conscious, but couldn't move. And the next one was just like a man. But he was just like chilling.
Oh my God, I've never had a demon.
I had two demons. One demon was, like the girl demon was a bitch, but the guy demon was just like, honestly,
chill.
It was there. Like, he was like, sorry, I don't know.
So was he even a demon or just a guy?
Maybe he was just, yeah, a man.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was visited by two spirits two nights ago. Not fun. Didn't happen last night. I just had that dream that I fell off this moped.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about that. I did not fall asleep last night.
Oh, yeah, because you were busy.
It's not even because I was busy. Well, I was staying up late because I've, you know, every few months I find like something to fixate on TikTok. And now it's these like Harry Potter one shots or imagines, which back in the day were huge on Tumblr during the One Direction era of just like, it's fan fiction, but it's like condensed to such a palatable length. It's like a paragraph.
I got one of these too. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, you're so lucky then. Consider yourself lucky because it's a gift.
And it's like if you're blank, then yeah, this
well,
is what's happening.
I'm going to read them.
Okay, yeah, read them.
I'll just read one because I could go on forever. Anyway, I was reading these till super late in the night and then just never fell asleep. So I just kept picking them back up.
Yeah.
And then I'd try to fall asleep again and then I'd pick them back up.
Isn't it weird?
Try to fall asleep again.
Your FYP is as obsessed with certain stuff as you are.
Yeah, it's awesome. My FYP understands me on a level that I don't understand myself.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure the scenario because I just screenshotted what's happening. Oh, here I'm Potions Partners with Harry. And my go-to is they provide the scenario with all the characters. I'm only reading the Harry, Ron, Fred, and George right now. I have not expanded.
Okay.
Not doing
Fred
great
and George
right
are
now.
The twins?
The twins.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
I'm not really interested in the Slytherin boys. But I could see that changing in the future.
Right.
But right now, we're doing Gryffindor right now.
Hit me.
Okay. You and Harry were forced to be partners for a potions final. And no matter how much you two pleaded to switch partners, Snape never gave in. You and Harry never got along much. You two just simply couldn't find any way to agree with each other on anything, including how to go about this project. And most of these are misspelled and incorrect grammar, which adds to it.
Does that mean it's a child writing this?
Yes. Well, we were like 14.
Yeah.
But that's like, those are the best years to be.
It's fan fiction, like just like you are dating. It's not like smut, right?
It can be whatever. So like most of these I would say are.
From a 14-year-old just.
No, you know when it's from a 14-year-old because it's just like you're kissing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay.
It's like 14-year-old level.
Yes.
Action. Okay. Harry was never great at potions. You know that. And having Snape as his teacher obviously didn't make it easier to him. You were forced to wait around until he finished his part of the project. He was simply taking way too long. You feel your eyelids start to get heavier as he drones on about how hard Snape's class was and how he was never going to get anything done.
Harry wouldn't say that, though, like IRL. He's not a complainer. Anyways, in this story, he is. Sorry.
You're pretty right. So... You took me out of the fan fiction right now.
Sorry, you're
good. He stops speaking once he feels your head on his shoulder. Harry initially thought about moving you off of him. Oh, God, the watermark is on top of the next word. That they need to fix that. Blah, 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 blah. He looks down to try to wake you up, but stops when he sees how peaceful you are on his shoulder and decides to let you sleep for a while longer. That's so me.
Uh-huh.
So me and Harry.
Once
he wakes up, he pretends to be upset at you for falling asleep when he needed help. When you ask why he didn't just wake you up, he goes silent and switches the subject.
I kind of got chills.
I know. Connor, me too. I was reading those 8 hours.
Yeah, because you updated us on Instagram. I saw that. I go, damn, we're not going to have Brooke with us today on the podcast.
Well, I'm here. Like, I'm a little low energy, but I'm here.
No, you're not low energy
at all. You
don't
think so?
No. I think you should sleep less.
Do you?
Yeah, because you're like zoinked right now.
Oh, I don't feel zoinked at all. I feel like fine, but like mellow.
You look it and you're acting it.
Oh my God. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I thought I was comatose.
So it's like delusion, but you're killing it.
Thanks. Oh my God. You too, man.
Thanks.
That's it. I've just been reading a lot of those. I have to, if I could be in any other world right now, it would be Hogwarts.
Really?
I just find it is just.
Not Twilight?
No, right now I'm going to Hogwarts.
Gotcha.
Great question, Connor. Very good question. I would do Hogwarts over Forks right now.
Gotcha. Hogwarts just like is a little more whimsical, which I like.
Yeah, if you could have like one power from the Wizarding world, what would it be?
Did they have powers? I thought they were just magicians.
There's a huge difference between a magician and a wizard or witch in this scenario. But I guess I'm just saying like if you could do one of the things that they do. And I'm not saying you can't just be like, oh, I'd have a wand and do all the spells. No, you could pick one spell that you would do with a
wand.
I
have something I have to say really quick before we move on.
Do I have something on my face?
No, there's something a little bit effed up about the connotations behind wizard and witch. Witch is so negative, and that's for girls, and wizard is just like king.
Feminist king. Right, I'm looking at a feminist icon. Yeah, you're right, Connor. Why do you think that is? Sexism, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, anyways.
Claim witch.
Yeah. Well, I think they had...
Because you would have to specify, oh, she's a good witch, where you do not have to specify wizards. And there are bad wizards. Would you call them warlocks?
I would.
Okay, but then why aren't we calling Draco a warlock? Why are we not calling...
Because he's a minor. Warlock? Because he's a minor.
Okay, why aren't we calling his papa... a warlock?
Because
Lucius.
Innocent until proven
guilty. No, he's been proven guilty many times.
Really?
He's a Death Eater.
He's also has tenure at that university.
He's not a professor.
What is he?
Are you thinking of Snape?
Nope. I'm thinking of Blondie.
He's not a professor. He's just a Death Eater.
Draco's dad is a Death Eater?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, so forgive me because when I was younger... from Texas, we weren't allowed to involve ourselves with the wizarding world of Harry Potter because...
Via text.
Because of black magic, which went against Christian values, which were taught in our school.
Right.
Okay. So he was not a professor?
Not at
all. What was he up to day to day?
Bad.
Did he have a job?
His job was tormenting Harry. He was the one that had Dobby. Dobby was his house.
Dobby's like just not for me, so I'm sorry that I need to bring it.
I would consider...
Brooke... Dobby gives me the ick. Like, I don't like looking at Dobby. They could have made him cute.
He is cute. Connor, it's about personality. Do you ever think about personality or are you just shallow?
I'm a shallow, shallow end of the pool. And that's okay.
Then you're missing out because Dobby's awesome and you're depriving yourself of the relationship that you could have.
Here's the thing.
Literal king.
Between me and you.
Yeah.
You're preaching DSDF. Walk a mile in my shoes. That makes me sick.
I just wish you would let yourself get to know him because he's a little rascal.
Dobby is so gross.
If I looked like that, you wouldn't talk to me?
Brooke, Dobby looks like a ball sack. You need to admit that.
Okay.
I'm just saying, let's move on from Dobby. Dobby
I think he's precious. And spoiler alert, his death, one of the worst literary deaths of all time. And I stand by that.
Okay.
Standing firmly with my feet planted. Do you even know that? Do you even know that about him?
Yeah.
That you're talking ill of the dead?
No, he's like Schrodinger's cat. He was neither dead nor alive until we checked.
He's completely dead. So.
I don't know what to say.
Just something to think about. What would your power be? That's what I asked.
What I asked is that but they don't have powers. They're doing magic.
Yeah.
And it's spells.
So what would your, but you can, I also like, it's all encompassing. So like, you're not necessarily doing a spell when you're flying on a broomstick. Like, what would your piece of magic be that you would choose? Also, cloak of invisibility, not a spell, it's cloak.
Brooke, I was going to say, I would have loved the Cloak of Invisibility at the Variety event on Thursday.
You think I wouldn't have loved the Cloak of Invisibility?
Because I wanted to get really close to Sabrina Carpenter, and like, she's someone who I would like forget is like a real person. And I wanted to like get closer.
I did not see any of the people that you saw, by the way. I was...
Oh, magical powers. Okay.
Yeah, magical powers.
Okay, but I can't read any of these things.
What do you mean?
Like, what are in obscurial, animagus, maledictus, lilligamus? I can't read these words.
I could just tell you like some, the English versions, because I don't speak. All I think right, that might be like Hogwarts Latin.
Well, I don't need vibes. I don't need to speak parcel tongue.
Very good.
I don't even speak. I hardly speak English. Yeah. I can't read any of these words.
Right. It's okay. You don't need to. I would. What were you saying? Sorry.
You're going to tell me some of the powers that in English so I can understand.
Oh, you were talking about Sabrina Carpenter. You wish you had the invisibility.
At a lot of events, I'm like the biggest people watcher you will ever meet in your life, to a point where I forget people can see that I'm staring at them. And I would love to just be hidden for a minute so I can really look at people.
Right.
And I would have loved to walk through that crowd and really like go up and listen to people's conversations and like hear what they're talking about, what they're getting into later.
Yeah.
And et cetera.
Good.
I got to keep my suit from that event. They let me keep it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. It's pretty incredible.
Really quick, I'll tell you what I would, my power, and then we can go back to your suit.
Yeah. Well, no, you didn't give me the list of powers yet.
No, I'm just going to tell you my power.
Okay.
What I would choose. I would want to apparate, which is when you can just go from one place to another without moving. So it'd be like I could, via my bed, just get here at the touch of a finger.
Really bad chill. Oh,
sorry.
No, I like that too. Transportation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Apparition.
Apparition is the ghost that was in my room.
I think that's an aberration.
Apparition is a ghost.
Maybe you're right. Then maybe I'm not.
And she was
right
in my room on Tuesday night telling me, come here.
So she was a bad witch.
She was a cunt. And she needed to get out of my room.
Yeah. Did you tell her that?
No, I couldn't speak.
That's hard.
I was without tongue.
Oh my God, you were parcel tonguing?
No, I was unable to parcel at that time. It was horrid.
Let's talk about your suit. Because that is a
suit.
Yeah. That is a good topic. Like, what do you wear at those kinds of things? Because I was feeling like very horrible.
Well,
which I think is a contributing factor of why I needed 45 cocktails.
Well, the thing is about events, and especially like I've gone to so many weddings this year, and they all say something different. So this one said cocktail chic. That means something different for everybody.
Yeah, it does. That could mean like jeans to someone and a ball gown to the next person.
Cocktail chic, elegant, casual. Those words don't go together.
Mm-hmm. Contradictory.
They contradict each other.
Right. What did this event say?
Country western.
Cocktail chic or something.
Yeah. Like it's always like it's like country western Wall Street. They don't go.
Right.
I need them to give. On invites, they should say, this is someone that's going to be walking the perfect in the middle line as a man and as a, like, here's what, like, as a guy, here's what you should wear.
Yeah.
Or here's a suggestion. You can wear something more casual if you want to be underdressed, or something more formal if you want to be overdressed. I was told you could do super casual for this. And so I said, every time I've gone super casual, I've been underdressed. Give me something overdressed.
It's always better to be overdressed.
Yeah. And there's me and Cody. But I knew what Cody was going to wear, I asked. And Cody was wearing something very chic and high fashion. Like, if you know fashion, which I don't, hit what he's wearing is actually, like, it's really, really.
Yeah, seems great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My other outfit option, I think I sent it to you, was like what Cody was wearing.
Right, I like the one that you went with a lot better. Yeah. But I am... Like, you got styled for this, right? Are you comfortable saying that?
Yeah.
I've never done that, and I always feel bad when I show up to the red carpet, especially because I never have gotten, like, my hair or makeup done, but I'm also in a place where, like, if I did that, I would also feel bad. So...
Why?
I don't know. Like, I think I would feel, like, very impostery, like, I did not need to do that. Like, I'm not important enough to be going through that.
Motions. My first step on the red carpet... Everyone put their cameras down, and I said, not everyone all at once. And one photographer said, I'm so sorry, I don't know what you do. And I said, you know what, I just need one photo from somebody, like, can someone throw me the phone?
It
And I said that to all of the photographers, and they said, yeah. And they took a couple pictures, and I got them.
That, to me, is, like, truly, like, my worst nightmare is people taking pictures of me. You know when I got out of the car at the event, I stepped inside of my purse, fell on the ground, and all of my belongings fell out, and there were paparazzi waiting to take pictures of actual famous people, and they all went, ooh.
I do know that because I was on the phone with you.
Oh.
And I heard all of your lip gloss and stuff hit the car.
Clatter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome.
It sounded like one of those videos where people roll bottles downstairs.
Yeah. Oh, I adore those.
Oh, can't stop. I have saved some on my phone.
Cannot stop.
Yeah.
Do you prefer the ones of the bottles rolling down the stairs or of the ball trying to hit the bottles when they're in a pyramid?
The bottles, because I'm always like, oh, never thought about a Coca-Cola bottle rolling downstairs. Mm-hmm. How far is this one going to go? The whole way. Uh-huh. I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah, me neither.
The champagne?
Yeah.
One.
Let's watch some of those in the bonus and try to predict.
The champagne? One step.
Yeah. Right, and you would think that that's a thicker glass.
You would, but you'd be wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure really quick that I didn't miss anything important. I do want to say one thing that we missed about the manifestation space, which we talked about last week, is that I said I always get pimples on the temples of my head, and that next day you got a pimple on
and
your temple.
I said I have never gotten one there. The next day I woke up with like a literal tumor on the side of my head, and it's gone now because I've been squeezing it and putting pimple patches on it nonstop all week. But that was truly like I have never gotten one there.
That's only,
and I wake up the next morning.
Only place to get them here and here.
Wild, Connor.
Yeah.
Like it's almost not worth talking about anything remotely negative in the space ever. Even if you don't think it's negative at first, even if you're just talking about a personal experience that was maybe not positive, don't talk about it in case it happens to the other person.
Facts on God.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Can I take a quick breather?
Yeah.
No, we don't have to stop. I just want like. Okay, cool. We have like 7 minutes. Let's do 7 minutes of as fast as we can pop culture.
7 minutes of actual pop culture heaven.
I want to say last night something wild that happened that I saw is that since we always are talking about the sciences and the arts as well and the mix of the two, did you see Snapchat? Snapchat for no reason put an AI bot to chat with at the top of everyone's Snapchat feed,
right?
Which people actually like kind of played with and messed with, and it was fun for whatever. Last night, it completely stopped responding to people.
I saw
and
that.
Then posted a 1 second story.
What was the story?
Something just like colors.
Oh.
It was what?
Like a room.
Oh, it's a picture of a room.
Is that teasing?
And it's a video
teasing something.
I hope it's teasing something, Brooke.
What could that possibly? That's not a good teaser if it's teasing something.
No, but it's learning.
Like a teaser's supposed to get you excited.
What? I know. I feel like this is bad news bears type situation.
So it will no longer be responding to us?
It's kind of doing its own thing now. It's leaving One Direction onto like a solo career.
Oh my God, horrible.
Of taking down us, I think. I don't know, because now it's just doing its own thing, which that's the whole point of AI, and that's why the grandfather of AI, that old man, has said, I regret this.
Oh, I didn't know the grandfather of AI was an old man.
That's why he's a grandfather.
I always thought you can be very young and a grandfather.
Age is relative.
Mm-hmm.
But that is him. So he is an old man.
Oh, wow, I always expected someone like young, like from Silicon Valley or something.
He is from whatever. But he said I regret making this.
Well, someone else would have, so it's fine.
No, he said he basically said the exact same thing as the guy that made the atomic bomb.
Yeah. Oppie?
Yeah, Oppie Poppy.
Mm-hmm.
Poppy Oppie.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what, like, I guess watch that space.
Yeah.
Because Snapchat does have all of our data too, so something really bad could happen.
That Snapchat scares me.
Snapchat has always been like Instagram took stories from Snapchat.
Right.
Know? Snapchat's, and the filters, the AI filters, all the filters Instagram like takes from them, and they do AI and stuff. Snapchat's always been like the first one on everything.
Do you think that all the snaps we've ever sent are floating somewhere
in
the cloud?
Yes.
That's terrifying.
Rick, you don't think I'm scared?
No, I do think you're scared.
If they all get posted, the podcast
toast.
Is over.
Everyone's toast.
Everyone's gonna be over. Never go outside.
I will never show my face again.
Mm-mm. I'm moving.
But I would like to think that most people would feel that way.
Facts on God. Anyways,
that would be a terrible idea Oh my God, I'm like getting that like a, I'm bringing on a cold sweat.
I'm bringing on a hot sweat. Let's trade. I'd would love you, a cold sweat right now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sweating.
I would much prefer hot sweat.
Did you see Lil Tay pulled a Schrodinger's cat? That's what I was going to bring up.
Okay. Walk me through this because I've never heard of Lil Tay.
You don't know who Lil Tay is?
No.
Does anyone know who Lil Tay is? Basically, okay. So, like, she was one of the first, like, flex people, like, on Instagram where it's like, I'm 16 years old and I already bought a house, you know? It's like, what are you doing? What's your excuse? She came out when she was like 11 and was just like had a grill and chains and she was on like a Maserati and had all cash. And she's like, I'm Lil Tay and I spend so much money. I'm blah, 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 blah. Like all this stuff. Like she's, but it turned out it was all fake. And her mom is like renting these things to like exploit her and like get her famous so that she can make money off the daughter. And then, so last week, out of nowhere, because I haven't heard about this woman, this little girl. I don't know how old she's anymore, but I haven't heard her name in so long. They're like, Lil Tay died.
Right.
And her brother's missing. It's like, okay, that's spooky.
Right.
Like something evil is afoot. And I'm thinking the parents absolutely killed these kids.
Wow.
And then it comes out, Lil Tay says, I'm actually totally good. And she is. She Schrodinger cat. So we checked on her and she's alive.
Do we know who said that she was dead?
Her brother. Did her brother hack her Instagram account?
I think he was just a random hacker.
Oh, so a hacker. And it's just like, let's.
Wait, she it was from her Instagram that she said, I'm dead?
Yeah.
Then how would people think that she was dead if she was posting that she's dead?
Well, it said like from the family of. She's dead. Her brother's dead. And then I heard that her brother had hacked whatever. Can the hackers do something? Hackers seem to be so capable. Let's get them a job.
Yeah.
Let's get them a job doing hack something else. Mm-hmm. Hack something.
Well, that's how the FBI finds some of their greatest resources is through bad hackers.
Yeah, but let's not hack Lil Tay's Instagram.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Go to the FBI and use your powers to fight crime.
Yeah.
Hell no. Hell if I would do it. What's the saying? What am I trying to say?
Hell if I know.
Maybe
I don't know.
That mixed with Lord knows I would.
Lord knows I would.
Yeah.
Hell if I would.
Hell knows I would.
Hell knows I would. Well, like I'm glad she's alive.
Yeah. Me too.
Not question mark. Sorry. I'm glad she's alive.
Yeah. That's spooky.
It's just like this raises a lot of things and. She's back in the spotlight now.
Although it is.
So kind of like all press is, Brooke, oh my God. We should have done this.
I was literally about to say like, not that I would ever want this to happen to me, but I do sometimes think, and this is normal, because I asked my therapist.
Hey.
Like, and I think people think about dying in the sense of like, what would my funeral look like? Who would come out of the woodwork? Like, who's giving the eulogy? Like, who's missing me so horribly? Like.
I made a TikTok on this.
Oh.
I want to have a pre-funeral funeral.
Yeah, people do that now.
Yeah, like if I'm going to die, first of all, I'm having sex with my ex one more time. In fact, coming to my funeral. And then I'm having like a big funeral party.
Yeah,
and
blowout.
A big funeral blowout. I'm not dying, guys. We're good, but everyone's... If you plan on giving a speech at my funeral, you're doing it in front of me first?
Yes.
Wait, Larry David did this.
I know.
Oh, damn.
No, that's okay. You just said his name.
No, I know. I'm saying we just like have too much of a parallel thought.
It's okay. Parallel thoughts are okay.
Yeah.
This idea has been around for a long time.
Pre-funeral.
Yeah. Would you want to do it when you're like almost going to die or when you're complete good health and sprightly?
Well, you could die tomorrow. You could die die tomorrow. So I want to do.
Let's change the subject.
Okay. You didn't get enough sleep.
I know. I'm not ready.
So the thought of death is making you shake?
Yeah. Sometimes it just hits wrong.
I hate that.
You know exactly what I mean. Like sometimes you're completely fine and all of a sudden it's like.
Your blood leaves your body.
Yes. Yeah. Hate it.
All right. Let's move on.
Yeah.
How's Frank feeling in your lap right now?
Good. I'm glad I brought him to emotionally support me. Oh, ask me about my shirt.
Oh, tell me about your shirt before we go into bonus.
I made it. I knit it. I haven't knit piece of clothing in so long because I have really only ever knitted like sweaters and I forgot like you can knit something for the summertime too.
Yeah. No one's
stopping you.
No one's ball and chaining you.
Yeah.
To wintertime clothing.
Yeah.
Via crochet.
Knit. I knit.
Sorry.
Huge difference.
Fuck me.
But
I'm sorry.
You're good. I'm going to take a crocheting class though.
You should.
Because there are things you can do with crochet that you can't do with knitting.
You can't put Brooke in a box.
No. I wouldn't suggest it. If I were you.
Bust it through.
Anyway.
Bust it through, baby. Come on.
Come on. Bust it through.
All right, let's go. What do you say about going in the bonus?
I feel good. I was about to say the same thing.
We're going to go into close friends in the bonus. Right now, please, if you forgot earlier when I reminded you 6 times, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. It is so... I mean, it is a little hard to do.
It is imperative.
But, I mean, and I'm throwing you about... It's not hard to do, I'm sorry. It's one more step. Which can be a lot if you're having a tough day. If I just scared you when I talked about death and dying in the next couple minutes, but come on, throw us a bone. We would love a sub.
Well, you could die at any minute, so make sure you're subscribed before.
So that your account is with us.
The worst is when like you click the link to subscribe, but you're not signed in, so you have to sign in. And I see that, and I know it's hard. Please
push through.
Like I know it's hard. It took me a second to subscribe to our own channel because that was happening to me, but I did it. Because I'm a big girl.
And you're a good girl, too. And you're brave.
Yeah.
And also, if you didn't... One more reminder on the merch. Thank you for buying it. Mm-hmm. You guys are the best. Can't wait to see it in the wild. ShopTMG.com/BNCMAP. ShopTMGStudios.com/BNCMAP. Zoe Deschanel is engaged to her property brother. I did not know that. And with that, we leave you. Goodbye. We'll see you in the close friends.
This week on Close Friends. You know what's interesting? I don't look at the camera once. I'm only looking at you. Not in a like.
Do you like
way.
Me?
Don't be sweating.
I'm really concerned about what we just shared. That's like a lot.
Not TMI. You okay. Are sweating though.
I'm drenched. I'm gonna pop my shirt off.
I tried to book like a one night stay for myself and it's like $2,000 a night.
I was gonna say, it must be nice rich queen that
no,
you love.
No, it's $2,000 a night. So I was like, okay, what if I did it a year from now? $1,500. But I can still walk around outside of it, which is exciting.
Yeah, there's no one stopping you from doing that.
There isn't.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.